half an hour later, Saha signaled Bandy via a signal comlink beep. Bandy, wiping his hands on an oily rag, walked stiff-legged up to stand before the cockpit view screens. Saha activated an exterior mic and speakers.
Yes? All done. You're sure this time?
He grinned.
You're gonna get some smoke on activation. There's coolant pulled behind the exhaust vent, but it's ready to go. Guaranteed.
Want to ride back to your shop?
Please, I'll get my tools.
Saha went aft and glanced at Kip and Okta, who waited, with implacable Jedi Master calm, in their seats.
1 minute.
She activated the boarding ramp and trotted down. At its bottom, she waved to get the attention of the door guards.
Can you switch off the fire system during our takeoff? We're going to have smoke here for just a minute, then we'll be gone. I'm sick of foam.
The Deveronian nodded.
Fine.
It cakes in your hair. Takes several sanisteams to get out.
I wouldn't know.
He gestured at the top of his own head, gleaming bald and horned. Bandy, tools in hand, trotted up into the passenger cabin. Saha followed and re-entered the cockpit. She powered the engines up, but did not raise the boarding ramp just yet. As soon as the main thrusters showed all green for readiness, there was a mechanical coughing noise from the stern. Smoke billowed out the thruster. Saha felt just a touch in the force, sign that the two masters had run down into the smoke and then used their powers to boost their speed to get clear of the cloud before it dissipated. She smiled, raised the boarding ramp, waved at the Deveronian, and lifted. She backed a few meters, turned the shuttle in a smooth pivot, and glided for the blast doors opening before her. A moment later, she was out in the sunlight again, breathing a sigh of relief. Bandy moved up and settled into the co-pilot seat. He pointed out the starboard viewport.
Hey, look!
In the distance, just leaving another level 2 hangar, was the Millennium Falcon. Saha gave the aging transport a little salute.
I suspect we had an easier time of it today than they did.
Yeah, I guess stress comes with being old and famous.
Saha shook her head and began punching in a course for a climb to orbit. For the Jedi, this was 2 missions accomplished. Delivery of Jedi Masters, delivery of support resources to them. And nothing, absolutely nothing, had gone wrong. So she hoped.